Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shut the fuck up, Mike Figgs. I'm drum soloing in the air.
To sit through an hour of Skinny Gomez.
Sometimes I gotta fucking drum solo and show off my fucking dope ass arms. I'm getting Jack Diesel again. Do you think I care?
Oh my God.
That's just life for me now. I'm just living fucking life like a fucking beast. All day, every day. Feeling fucking sexy, feeling svelte. How many days until me and Shannon make out? I'm so horny thinking about it. Shannon, how many days is it?
9 days.
She sounds so not excited. She's like,
enthusiasm.
9 days.
9 days.
Hell yeah.
You guys are making out. Wow.
We're making out. Well, she hasn't officially agreed to it yet.
I've said no so many times.
Shut the fuck up, Sean. Okay. Edit yourself out.
Rapey snake.
Now you have to edit yourself out of that fucking thing. Don't contradict me on my own goddamn show, Shannon. Incredible show plan today. We're talking about that. It's going to be a fucking wild ride for the next 9 days. I'm going to tell you right now, I am not going to masturbate. It's no fap for the next 9 days because, Shannon, when I kiss you, I want you to feel the fucking thickness. That's what I want. Okay.
Are you going to come out of your venom glands?
I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a built up penta. The passion in which I'm going to kiss Shannon, I'm going to have to go masturbate in the bathroom afterwards. It's going to be brutal. Okay. But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into all of this today. We have an incredible show planned today. Let's introduce our guest. You guys know him from his TikTok, Figgy the Kid. He's also, you got a new podcast?
Maybe.
No, it just says podcastmikefigs.com. That's Shannon's fuck up. It's okay. It's all good. That's a good name for a podcast, though, so then it goes to your website.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great name. You should name the podcast mikefigs.com.
C-A-L-M.
It's Mike Figgs. I also like that.
What's going on, doggies? Happy to be here.
Hell yeah. Mike Figgs, very happy to have you back on the show. Also from the In God Free We Trust podcast, ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Andre Kim.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, kid?
Hey, it feels weird being here without my dad, Godfrey. This is so weird.
No, it's okay. I'll be your daddy today, baby.
Puerto Rican Godfrey.
Wait, can I tell a funny story that happened right outside?
Go ahead.
So Eric's got a big cut on his head.
Yeah.
Because he got into a fight at a Korean restaurant.
Oh, really?
And a guy punched him in the back of the head.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And he has told this story to every person that's walked into this place.
Except me.
For weeks. And what happened to your head? He went, long story.
Eric, you racist. You racist, Eric. Why wouldn't you share the news with Andre Kim?
That's weird. My dad punched someone in the... No.
That's weird. That's the other night.
Korean restaurant.
Eric. Eric's also... Harrington is out of town. I guess he's going to visit his family right now. So Harrington is not here today to help me go train. So Eric, after this, is going to help me train. And me and him are going to do our first sparring session today. And Eric has talked a big game up until this point. He's a former Eric, come here for a second. Come in here, buddy.
I love the Eric cameos on here. I love it.
Eric is a fucking...
Eric is jacked. He's a jacked
he's
kid.
He's a big guy. He's a former... Eric, sit down. Let's hear. Come here. Sit down for a minute. See that fucking cut on
Eric. Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with Eric.
No.
A lot of people don't want to fuck with Eric. So,
except that Korean guy.
Yeah, that Korean guy looked at Eric and he said, this guy ain't shit.
He was drunk.
he was red.
So... So Eric, you are coming today to spar with me.
Yes.
And this is going to be a big fucking deal because right before I walked in, I told Shannon that Eric's coming to spar today, and then Shannon said, and I quote, and I'm not, Shannon, you say it because I don't want to misquote you here. What did you say?
I said, if Lewis were able to beat up Eric, that may be something, an incentive for January 1st.
Wow.
Because
wow.
That's because I don't believe it will happen, Eric.
Wow.
Wait. What if Eric's able to beat up Lewis really bad?
I mean, that would be enjoyable.
She just wants to see me get beat up. So me and Eric are going to spar today for the first time. Now, here's the thing. If this makes the fight journal, you know I did well. If there's no mention of Eric in this week's Fight Journal, just realize that it just didn't go my way. We'll never speak about it again. It's not going to happen. But Eric, what is your background? Because you're a fucking tattooed military. I don't even know. You've told me so many times what type of military you're in. I think it was the Marines or the Army.
I was in the Army Infantry.
Army Infantry. See, yeah. He said, because you know, nice. When you say Army, guys that know military shit, they're like gay. So he has to say Army Infantry because that
more
apparently...
Respect.
He killed infants.
Yeah, because everyone else, pogues, they just support us. It's not a real soldier.
What is the Army Infantry? What do you guys do?
They're ground soldiers. Kick in doors, hunt down people.
But you had guns and you had a little platoon, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a gun or a platoon now, bro. You're coming one-on-one with the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Okay. What are you going to do when you have no platoon?
Okay.
Where's your platoon at?
Right here.
Your platoon's in your chest.
You have no platoon. What are you going to spit tobacco in?
So me and Eric are going to go today. We're going to spar. And here's the thing. What I've heard about Eric in sparring, this is what Diego told me. Eric has no fucking, he can't downshift. He can only go 100%. Like, he just fucking starts wailing him in. So I told Eric today, and he's talking shit about this now. I was like, all right, dude, we'll do some technical sparring, 25%. And he's like, sure, that's what I need. And then when I came in today bragging about how I was going to beat his ass, because I am, he was like, yeah, you're the one who wants to go 25%. So I already know we're going to be wailing on each other's fucking heads. I'm gonna open up that fucking cut right there,
dude. Diego's not going to let...
Open that fucking
cut. Oh, shit. Ooh. Fuck him up, bro. Let's fuck him up.
Go.
You have no wrist strength.
Bro, look, you have no wrist strength, dude. Look.
Someone's been going to Gracie Academy. Quit trying to hold my hand.
Stop trying to jerk each other off.
Oh, God.
Someone's been grappling, huh? Look at that.
So me and Eric today will be going today. He will be a part of the Fight Journal, hopefully. As long as he doesn't embarrass me too much. I can't show that to Jason Ellis. All right, Eric. Go protect us now in case any terrorists come in.
Got you, buddy.
Thank you.
What is this, Muay Thai?
Oh, that was hot.
We're going to do probably... Are we doing full MMA?
Muay Thai.
Because you don't want to grapple with me. You don't want to go to the ground.
He's got engaged. I get
it.
We can do that. Can't fuck with a guy with cages.
Shannon, what would make you hornier to see? What is the type of fighting you like me and Eric to do?
I need my asthma pump. This is getting hot. I need my asthma pump. I'm serious.
Shannon, what are you saying?
I don't know.
Do it in a sexy. Can you do a sexy music, please? Sorry, Shannon. Please talk to me about what you want to see today. Because Shannon, by the way, this is a buying sign. I am an old school sales guy, okay? And I'm telling you right now, I know buying signs. She just showed her ass. She was like, well, if he beat Eric, that would sort of like... She is ready to fucking
She's
rock.
Making excuses.
Ready to rock. Ready to rock. I already know this for a fact. I'm such a good, astute salesperson that I can tell you right now, I got this bitch closed. Now it's just about upselling her. Can I finger her on the show? No. We will see.
Well, now, Shannon, what kind of fight would turn you on the most, and why is it if they taped their hands together and not knife fought like in the thrill and the Beat It video?
I think MMA. I would like to see some striking and some rolling.
She'd like to see some rolling too, Eric.
Striking.
Eric, are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready to roll? I don't know if he's ready. Damn, Shannon. So if I get on top of him, I ground upon him a little bit. I submit him, choke him out. That would turn you on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She literally just said it too. She's like, it would actually turn me on.
This is a gay forward episode.
Doggy, this is getting wild.
I got my asthma pump.
Hell yeah, dude. You're gonna be out of breath soon.
I have COVID. What?
Don't you worry.
No. Did you really? No, I think I had a reaction.
He said. That's four yeses versus one no. I think he definitely had COVID.
No, I didn't have COVID. Oh, no, I thought you said if I had a reaction. No, I didn't have COVID. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You didn't get that compound stream?
God, no. Everybody else got it, but no.
I wonder how that happened.
I cancel all my shows. I call out all the time. I'm like, wait a second. I'm getting too popular.
Are you no longer on Chrissy's show?
Nah, no more, man.
What happened?
We just had a falling out, man.
You guys had a real falling out?
We had a falling out, yeah. Oh, it's just a lot of, I don't know.
I wish your titties would fall out.
Yeah,
who's Chrissy?
Chrissy Mayer.
Yeah. We just, listen, man, I got love for her.
Wet stuff, right?
Wet spot, yeah.
Wet spot.
Yeah, yeah.
The wet stuff.
The jizz show? What is it? Wet water balloons?
The wet stuff.
Something about jacuzzis?
What happened?
What was the falling out about? You can tell. She doesn't care. Chrissy's a friend of the show. She's probably listening. She'll probably call
she's
in.
She's
right
definitely
now.
Listening. No. On the show, we had good chemistry. It was fun. But outside of the show, we just bump heads
blowjobs.
A lot. Shit, bad blowjobs. We butt heads a lot, and I just realized I started losing enthusiasm for the show.
Oof.
I didn't like her attitude towards
wow.
me. She said
Oof.
Some shit.
Shit, wow.
Drama alert.
What would she say towards you that was like?
She would patronize me a lot. You know, I would.
Patronize.
Yeah, she would, like, if I did it, wow, Figs, you did a really good job. Like, that was really good. And I'm like, why do you talk to me like that? To better summarize
Wait
it.
A minute, pause.
Yeah.
She complimented the job you did?
She would always, yeah, but like, oh, too much, like in a weird way.
I see what he's saying, like a make-a-wish kind of way.
Yeah, like as if, so in her mind, she was like, I made this job for you. They gave her a show, and she was like, let me bring Figs on to announce. And to also like slash co-host. And so because
from a couch 20 feet away.
Because of that, she would like kind of talk down to me and be like, hey, you, like, she never said I work for her,
right.
But at first it felt like I work with her, like I'm hanging out with you guys and we're having a good time. And then it became like I work for her.
Wow.
Right.
You know, and then some things with the checks happen and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, so she's fucking around with your pay.
Not kind of. Wow. I don't know if it was intentionally. I don't know. That's not true.
Raping. She's fucking with your
pay. No, she wasn't
pay. You said it right here. We all know what's going on, doggy.
It was, we had.
You fuck with a man's money, you're in trouble.
Listen, I mentioned.
Fucking with my money!
Ow, fuck out!
Chrissy, you don't fuck with anybody's money. Why don't you send the checks on time?
So I would get upset because she wouldn't send the checks on time.
Really?
So, but I wouldn't get upset, but I brought it up.
Is she in charge of sending checks, though? You think she's
licking
stamps?
She wrote my invoices because okay. I don't know how to. Because
you don't know how much money she makes.
I don't know how to mail letters.
Oh.
Anyways, she would do my invoice for me. And
that bitch would do my invoices.
She would do my invoice. I got paid $25 an episode. Diddly, diddly.
That was it?
Yeah.
$15. What are you, Shannon? Jesus Christ.
She should leave. Shannon, you should go to Cosmopolitan. Anyway. So I mentioned one time about the checks, and then she was like, you have more enthusiasm for your checks than you do the show.
Wow.
And it kind of struck
her
nerve.
She said that?
She said that to me, and she apologized about saying that, and it kind of hit a nerve in my head. I was like, yeah, you know, this was a lot of fun, but I think she's kind of right. I think that, you know, it's her show, and I think there was kind of like a weird, you know, I wanted to.
Well, I'll tell you right now, being under a woman would make me actually want to kill myself. Like, in the hierarchy, if I had a woman above me telling me what to fucking do, literally, day two, I'd headbutt her in the face, I'd fucking pull her shirt over her head like a hockey fight. I'm not sexually assaulting her, I'm hockey fighting her. Her titties are flopping everywhere, uppercuts. Sorry, bitch, I quit. That's what I would have done. So you deserve to be commended for not doing all that.
Thanks. Can I get a show on gas?
Maybe. Figs has been hitting up. He's like, dude.
I'm like, dude, you're Puerto Rican brothers, dude.
Yeah, no,
I'm half Italian. I don't even.
But
I don't identify as Puerto Rican, even though my father's.
I like the fact that Figs, he's not taking his foot off the gas. I did make that pun on purpose. He has not. He really wants a show on gas digital. He's asked me multiple times, like, dude, I would love to do it. And the reality, I appreciate somebody who doesn't take no for an answer.
Well, he never said no.
I appreciate somebody who doesn't take hints. I really appreciate.
I even asked Shannon, I'm like, Shannon, does he not reply to Instagram messages? And Shannon's like, yeah, you just, you know, sometimes it's hard to get him. Block.
You're like, what does scene mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. He's seeing all my stuff, but he's not saying anything.
No.
No, it's all good.
First of all, I fucking love you. I think you're one of the most talented comics that come on to this show. In fact, the ASSY Awards are coming out next January 1st, and you know, you could even be up for an ASSY for Guest of the Year.
Twitter blowing up. You put stuff on Twitter. You put something about a new show. You got a lot of Mike Figs was tagged a lot.
People enjoy you. Not as much as they enjoy Colin Terrell, but they enjoy you.
Yeah, but he's got the Irish League with him.
That is true.
They run Twitter. Ooh. I don't have. There's not a lot of Bronx kids on the Twitter.
That is very true. So, look, here's the thing. We'll talk. I love you, and by the way, in 2021, we are going to be launching some more shows, and we do want to work with fucking really talented people that are passionate about their shit. I'm going to have to get a reference from Compound Media, so we're going to see how that goes. But
Anthony Cumia is going to give me a reference.
Yeah.
This fucking spick on my show.
Hey.
And it knows me, Anthony Cumia.
Hey, it's Anthony. Let me see your Anthony
impression. My Anthony Cumia is him doing dice. Oh, it's me, Dice Clay. I don't like the blacks. Now I got a network. Go.
So, look, we have a lot to talk about today on the show. It really is incredible. I woke up.
I love that you did Dice doing Sebastian.
Shmee Dice and Sebastian.
I woke up in actually a pretty good mood today. So I've been, you know, I think my energy levels are really evening out. I'm fucking super, super keyed in, super energetic lately. But I am also a little on edge, and I'm quick to anger. So I fucking passive aggressive the fuck out of Bobby Hutch today. And by the way, Dylan is not here today. Bobby Hutch is here today. In fact, we'll just Shannon, show them titties, and we can see
now
show Bobby.
Now show them titties.
Bobby Hutch is here today. Very excited to have you here, Bobby.
Good to be here.
So I woke up in a... here's the, I wasn't even in a bad mood. Did you show Shannon the text message?
No, but I did talk to her about it.
Oh, dude. It was fucking hilarious. So I get up and I see that the new Legion of Skanks came out. We started going 2 episodes per week now. And I don't know why in my head I thought today was Thursday. I don't know why. It's just like in my head it was Thursday. Now, the normal Legion of Skanks episode drops on iTunes and YouTube on Friday mornings. So in my head, I was like, why would they drop the second episode on Thursday and then another episode on Friday? Like, one day, it doesn't really have time to breathe. It's like, you got to give it a few days. So without even thinking, I just texted Bobby and Alex. I was like, why would the second show be up on YouTube a day before the first show? It isn't a smart way to distribute the episodes. This episode will fail because you didn't give it time to breathe. Please release the second show that we record later in the week on Tuesdays. Makes no sense to have a Thursday and Friday release.
Now,
very illogical.
This is 6 texts coming in, not just one text.
At 7 o'clock in the morning.
One after
I thought
the
I was
other.
The only one texting Bobby and Alex.
Dorky. 7 o'clock in the morning, Bobby wakes up to like just and then Bobby just writes back, it's Thursday, not Friday. Or no, it's Thursday and Friday. And then I go, oh shit, today is Wednesday. Then I wrote, you shut your face. You shut your stupid Jew face. And then Bobby said, I shouldn't have brought it up. You're always right, my bad. Which is the way to fucking respond
maybe,
to me.
Maybe Chrissy dictator. Mayer's not that bad.
No.
What am I doing?
Yeah, like, do you Kim understand?
John? I don't know if I want to work here.
Do you understand what you're trying to fucking sign up for?
This is North Korea.
I think it's pretty bad. I mean, you yelled at Harrington for a mask the last time I was here. You're like, dude, fucking put your mask on.
No, I don't care. I'm an anti-masker. I'm a fucking...
Fucking Sharippa came in or something and he was like, everybody said put a mask. Why don't you put fucking... Moscow,
yeah, because the Sopranos rent the fucking studio, okay? First of all, they're in the mafia. I'm not trying to fucking say no to these guys. They want people to wear masks when they come in. So the agreement that we had with them is our producers will be wearing masks. We just said it, Figs.
I think I'm too charming. I don't think you could be mean to me.
Figs, want to bet? Oh, what? I can. We'll practice. You want to practice?
No, I'm all right.
Thank you.
I'm good.
We just told him to put the mask on. We were like, hey, everyone put the mask on.
It was within 10 seconds.
Within 10 seconds, he goes, yes, boss. And then he ignored me and just went back to his fucking computer work. And then the fucking Soprano guy walked in, gave Harrington a look, and I'm like, put your fucking mask on, you fucking moron, idiot. Stupid idiot fucking Harrington.
Yeah, he's in the Sopranos. Come on.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Trying to disrespect the Sopranos. Why are you trying to disrespect the Sopranos? That's not going to work if you want a show on this network if you're disrespecting the Sopranos.
That fucking mask.
He smelled like prosciutto. Get the fuck out of here. I gave a fuck. Who does this guy? I thought it was Joey Diaz. Who I love Joey Diaz. But I was like, this is not Joey Diaz. What is he going to talk about? Sheath underwear? I don't give a fuck.
It's so fucking
underwear,
funny.
They go great underneath track
pants. Yeah. There's a little pocket for your cock.
So, Bobby, I'm sorry.
You tell your guma reach in the cock pocket.
I'm not sorry for being mean to you.
Here's another 8th episode about how we missed James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
You know, you're not going to believe it, but his son, he really looks like him. I don't know how, but the kid looks like his father.
Then Jimmy says to me,
what? Tell me.
He says, now that's acting.
I couldn't fucking believe it. And they let us film in Jersey, which is really like unbelievable. I couldn't fucking believe it.
You're saying in this episode,
yep.
Somebody gets whacked.
Somebody
get the fuck out.
You know what? You won't even fucking, you won't even believe it. You won't even know who gets whacked. You'd be like, he's not dead.
All right, so let's hear a word from our sponsor, Yo Kratom.
A kilo, and I'm not talking about, no, I'm not talking about coke, but you get a whole fucking kilo for the price of $9.99.
Forget about it, a kilo.
Promo code.
I realize I can't do an Italian accent at all.
Promo code, get out of my neighborhood. You get 20% off, okay?
I want to listen to the Sopranos podcast. It actually sounds awesome.
That's my pitch.
Yeah.
That's my pitch.
It's just you and Zach doing an impression of the Sopranos podcast.
Just shitting on Steve Sharippa.
I've never listened to them.
Neither have I, but it has to be hilariously like that. There's no way it's not. It's like just reviewing deli sandwiches.
It's very close.
The difference between the Godfather and the Cadillac is that in one, they take the roasted peppers and they put it in salt water. The other one, it's just olive oil.
What?
Get the fuck out of here.
Too many sandwiches.
Oh, fuck, dude. I really... Yeah.
So I'm doing the rosary in my mother's basement. I get a call from Marty.
And he knows not to call from 12 to 12:15 because it's when I do the rosary. It's a lot of Hail Marys.
Fuck. Holy shit.
So by the way, I think we just pitched our show.
Let's do it, Zach. Please. If you pay me $35, that's more than I made at Compound. Please, Lewis.
Let's go to the racist live chat right quick. Justin Time says this rules. BB Girl says Zach Joey Diaz is better than every Figs impression. Citizen Array says Andre, replace Godfrey with Figs.
It's only one letter off.
Oh, holy racism, Zach.
Edit myself out. Wow.
That was Andre. English. Andre said that.
I don't speak English. I don't know what
Wait, I thought you were Puerto Rican this whole time.
It's fucking gay. It's fucking gay.
Prosciutto. Oh, fuck, dude. That's so funny.
I hate my people.
All right, real quick, guys, we must thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. I'll tell you right now, I love Blue Chew. You pop a little Blue Chew 45 minutes before you're going to bang. Your dick is thicker, stronger, and more masculine than you even fucking realize. You have more dick inside of you that you don't know about, okay? It is essentially a performance enhancement for the bedroom. It's like steroids for your fucking dick, okay? It's chewable, which means it's like candy, which Zach loves.
That's, I'm all about it.
Dude, imagine candy that gave you a fucking boner. That's what Blue Chew is.
Well, I just call that candy.
See, yeah, nerds, Snickers bars, whatever. But the reality is it's a way better way to get the actual prescription as well because you don't have to go to the doctor. I mean, you can get Viagra or Cialis, which everyone's heard of. They make Blue Chew out of the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. It's just cheaper because you're cutting out all the middleman. You're cutting out the bullshit name brand shit, depending on what your needs are. So they prescribe you one if you're having like erectile dysfunction, and then another one if you just want to go a few more rounds. So whatever your deal is, if it's an actual issue or if you just want to have some special nights with your chick, guess what? Blue Chew has you covered. You don't have to go to the doctor. They do the prescription right online. You link up with a physician on the internet and they ask you a few questions. You fill out a questionnaire. You get your prescription right there. And then they mail you the Blue Chew in discreet packaging right to your home. So you never have to leave the house. Let's say you're afraid of catching COVID. Guess what? You don't need to even leave to grab it. So if you want to try out Blue Chew, and I really do love this stuff. I use Blue Chew regularly. There's little Blue Chew packets all over my house. You can find them behind the furniture, in the garbage, fucking in the cabinets, everywhere. If you guys want to try it out, go to bluechew.com, bluechew.com. You get your first order for free, absolutely free, when you use the promo code RAP. You just have to pay $5 shipping. So you use that promo code RAP, RAP, and you get a free prescription to Blue Chew. Try it out. See if you dig it. You keep it after that. Once again, bluechew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Pay $5 shipping. All right, where were we? Yeah. So look, the ASSY Awards are coming up next Friday, which is also the day that me and Shannon are supposed to kiss. Our big kiss at the 2020, is it the 2020 ASSYs or the 2021? It's still the 2020? Okay, the 2020 ASSY Awards.
You never made out with Shannon? You've never had anything with Shannon this whole time?
Well, not nothing. We don't talk about what we've done.
I like fat Shannon.
Look at Shannon's face. Shannon, we haven't done anything. What are you saying? Why are you laughing like that?
She's fucking Topanga. Because
you're implying that we have.
Yeah, we have. You know what we did. Okay, look. We have a lot to talk about today. It's a big fucking deal. I'm going to beat up Eric, make out with Shannon. That's all out of the way. Let's get some plugs done. Anything else to plug, Figs?
Figgity Kid on TikTok, blowing up on TikTok. Got 5,000 followers. go to my website, which I thought was a lot. It's nothing. Go to my website, MikeFigs.com. A lot of content dropping after Christmas. And yeah, thanks for the support, everybody.
Hell yeah. Andre Kim.
Hey, just follow me on Instagram, man, at Andre the Comedian, and you'll see a bunch of dope, stupid videos that I've been trying to make.
Love it. Andre's the fucking man. Zach?
Follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Yes, we have a Christmas episode, and yes, it is one of my favorite Christmas comedies. And Cattle Trusting, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m., and I'll be on the road with Lewis. It's coming next 2 months.
Fuck yeah, dude. We got a couple dates coming up, actually. January 20th through 23rd, myself, Zach Amico, special guest Chris from Brooklyn, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. That's happening, motherfuckers. I'm telling you right now, Jersey don't give a fuck. Jersey's just acting like it doesn't have... Jersey, I think, has the highest rate of COVID right now. They don't give a shit. They're like, come on, baby, bring it. Let all the old people die. Let all the sick people die. And let's just get back to business as usual. You got to love that Jersey attitude,
yeah.
Right?
Fuck yeah.
Also, we're going to be down in Houston, Texas. Right now, it's February 13th and 14th at the Secret Group. We're working on an Austin date and a Lafayette, Louisiana date as well. So there's a chance that the Secret Group date could move a day forward or a day back. We're doing two nights there. But the reason the tickets aren't on sale yet is because we're trying to confirm that we're actually working with the Secret Group on those other dates. So within a few days, I promise you, those links will be up and everything will be clear. But it looks like Lafayette and Austin are also happening for me and Zach. Little Southern tour happening right in the middle of February. That is Valentine's Day weekend. So make sure you grab your tickets for that. We're definitely coming. Do not. Everyone keeps on asking me, are you really coming? The tickets aren't there. Yes, we're 100% fucking coming to Houston. It's going to be wild. I promise you right now. Also, check out the other shows on the network. Legion of Skanks. Believe You Me podcast with Michael Bisping. 22 incredible shows here on the network. Jessica Kirsten's Disgusting Hawk. Probably the most polarizing show we have on the network, because people either think it's the greatest thing they've ever seen in their entire life, or they're like, what the fuck am I watching, and they commit suicide. We've had four confirmed suicides from watching Jessica Kirsten as a clown. Four people killed themselves, and it was fucking wild. But I say good riddance. They don't get it. They don't fucking understand how funny it is.
She's
one of the funniest people in the world, and the show only gets better. It's essentially a variety show with characters.
And you know how, like, you know Jessica's funny? Every comic, when you go, she goes, oh, she's one of the funniest.
Oh, yeah. No, she's like, she's.
Every comic agrees.
Not to be sexist, but she's funny like a dude. There's certain fucking, and that's just the reality. And that used to be a thing that people would say in clubs, like, oh, she kills like a guy. That was a thing 10 years ago when Schumer was coming up, when fucking Yamanika, you'd hear that about her. Jessica, I mean.
No, Yamanika killed a man. That's what.
She killed a man. But they murder, if you go see them in a club, they murder this, like, on the level of like a Big J. Yeah. Or a fucking Joey Diaz. They crush the room. So much love to Jessica. So happy to be working with her. When you go there to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use that promo code RAP30. Right now, up until the end of the month, you're getting a 30-day free trial. If you sign up before the end of the month, you get instant access to all the shows. So there's no delay to iTunes or YouTube. There's no ads. There's no fucking editing. There's no censorship. YouTube makes us censor a lot of shit. You guys don't realize that when we go to YouTube, we can't say and do certain things because we'll get our fucking channels banned.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting the full version of the show on Gas Digital. You don't want to miss out on that side of it. Make sure you guys subscribe. Use that promo code, get you a 30-day free trial. You also save $1.50 a month. You get access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows, nearly 20,000 hours of streaming content that you cannot get anywhere else in the motherfucking world. There's not a funnier $8 a month you're going to spend. I'm telling you right now, nobody signs up for Gas Digital and fucking regrets it. Nobody. Brand new website we just launched as well, so shout out to that team. And that's it. That's all I got to plug right now. That's all I got to plug. Sometimes you got to plug, baby boy. All right, let me relax.
Yeah.
Gotta bring myself down sometimes now.
Mm.
You came I start in getting hot. Myself fucking worked up and really fucking.
You came in really hot.
Yeah.
And then I
came in hot, threatening Eric.
I did threaten Eric.
Are you scared?
Of Eric?
Yeah.
No. Are you fucking kidding me?
You really think you could fuck him up?
Yes. I think I'm gonna beat Eric in mixed martial arts today.
What if he knocks you out today?
If he knocks me out today, I have some work to do.
Okay. You like taking head trauma like that?
Yeah. I've never been knocked out, so...
Oh, really?
I mean, I haven't really dealt with
really...
head... I mean, I've been punched in the face a bunch, but, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it makes... I like to just fucking do it. There's a... Some people are like, dude, I would never want to just get punched in the face. The idea of somebody coming at them and punching them in the face, that makes them go, yeah, I'm not doing that at all.
Yeah.
Then there's other people that just go, like, oh, yeah, that sounds fucking really fun to try to avoid that and to be able to do that to another guy. It's not a crazy thought. I mean, there are martial arts gyms... filled up all over this country with fucking children. There's women.
I've been boxing lately, but I just don't spar because I'm like, I don't want to take these shots. I see them sparring and shit. I'm like,
spar smart. Just do it smart.
Are you going to wear gear? Like a
headpiece? No.
Headgear actually makes it worse.
It does. You can't see. You can't see the shots coming.
Oh, wow.
You know? It also makes me feel like I'm suffocating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, if you're safe, you're not trying. Well, Eric's my friend. You know what I'm saying? We're actually not going to try to fucking kill each other. If it's a street fight, he goes down, I'm going to start kicking him in the side of the head.
Right.
Like, that's not what's going to happen. We're going to fucking try to punch each other. I'm going to take him down. I'm going to choke him out. And then Shannon's going to get... Ooh.
Wait.
Splash. Shannon, can we get a sound effect for your wet vagina? Please, we need this for the rest of the week.
The wet stuff.
Hell yeah. Shannon's new podcast.
Shannon's puss on compound meat.
The wet stuff.
Shannon's puss.
Are you gonna feel bad for Shannon, man? She just gets sexually harassed out here. I feel like
she's gotta leave.
She loves the attention.
She's gotta leave.
She loves the attention. Come on, Shannon. You like it, right?
I don't.
She's like, no, I don't.
I don't. Good.
She does. I'm telling you right. I know Shannon. I'm very good at reading people. Shannon loves it. As long, we used to call
I feel
her
horrible.
We used to call her fat. We used to call her fat all the time. And then she got hot. Now I'm just fucking throwing that dick her way all day long. No, what would you rather, Shannon?
I know. She's I prefer fat. This to being See? Called fat. Yeah.
Exactly.
She. I like.
I feel like she's always been hot.
Always same.
She was always cute.
Oh my God.
I was 30 pounds heavier last 30 year.
30 pounds on a fucking 4'6" woman is a lot.
I don't know. I disagree. She looked like Topanga from the moment I saw her.
Aw, thanks, Figs. You're welcome.
Zach says something
funny. Zone.
Friend zone fig. Friend zone fig.
I know Zach's mind was working for a play on Topanga. Like, I just know it was like. And I was working on it. I was like, I'm not going to come up with anything, Zach.
I got nothing.
Zach, something.
Good.
Toe.
Just leave it the way it is.
Something about a toe. I don't know.
Friend zone.
So, yeah, we have some stuff to talk about here. Okay. So, I mean, really, there's really nothing to talk about. I hate all these stories that you guys gave, Shannon. These aren't great stories.
I'm sorry. I think it was a slow news day.
It is a slow news day.
Well, I came bearing gifts.
What are your gifts?
Oh. I brought since I am TikTok king, I brought some TikToks if you want to check them out.
Is that your gift? You want me to promote your TikTok?
No. They're not my TikToks. They're just TikToks that I've seen that I think
you might
enjoy.
Oh, Boomer Girl?
Remember Boomer? Okay, one.
First of all, do I remember Boomer Girl? I am subscribed to everything she does. Nico Lull, are you kidding me? Yeah. She's the bomb. I simp hard for that bitch.
Yeah, there's something about it. I don't know. She's hiding something.
Dude, she's the hottest.
I think she's 15.
No, she's like 24. She's the hottest.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. I got something unexpectedly hot. Shannon, you got those?
I like the fact that you did a little prep with Shannon beforehand.
I did a little prepping. I might have a show here. Oh, first, okay, so this, just watch this one, and
this is Figs pitching his show right now. I like this.
This is Fig Talk.
This is Fig Talk.
Fig Talk. Just watch
this
one, and let's see. I want to, don't say anything, see your reaction. Go ahead.
I'd like to wish you a happy Tuesday. Just a random act of kindness.
Oh, you gave me goosebumps.
Really?
You gave me goosebumps.
Oh, that's awesome.
You mean this?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know you.
No, the only reason I'm thank you.
Look at her armpit.
You have no idea.
Oh, really? That's awesome. The only reason I'm filming because I'd like to ask permission to put on social media to spread happiness. Other than negativity. Other than that, I've got a little saying, when it's raining, look for rainbows. When it's dark, look for stars.
I don't know what to say.
That's all right.
You have no idea. Just can't believe what I'm... I walked in here thinking I've got to put a big smile on my face.
Ugh.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the boxing glove to come out of the flowers and punch her in the face.
It's just the accent. It's the Australian accent.
Yo, you brought that horse shit to us?
I brought that just because of the accent.
So you could do an Australian accent?
Hello, just rainy make of corn.
Did you really just fucking set yourself up for an accent?
I hate him. Hello, I have flavors for you. There's no reason for you to watch.
What the fuck was that?
She's like, are you serious? No way. I just thought that was hilarious. All right, play it next with Shaddy. Play the one with the girl.
That was terrible.
We start off slow.
No.
And you build up.
It would have been so funny if she was crying. And
that's what I thought.
I thought it was going to be a bit where he was going to be like
explode in her face or something.
Oh. Or like, fuck you, cunt. Like,
yeah.
Like,
caught you off guard.
Paraplegic.
Caught you off guard, bitches. It's just a nice video. Look at that. But it was hilarious because of the... Yeah, I know. I hear that too. Yeah.
I'm hearing some craziness with the mic. I think one of the microphones must be one of these guys. Yeah, let's see. Oh, that was crazy. All right, so
I thought you would appreciate the accent.
I appreciate
right
how,
off the bat.
Like the woman was very, very touched.
Yeah, it was. Sweet.
And by the way, I appreciate a random act of kindness. I talk about it in my act. I tried to take part in random act of kindness in life.
Okay, well, let me play the next one. Let's play the one with the girl.
What accent is this one?
This is not an accent. if we're talking about chicks, this is the shit on TikTok that just blows.
This better
my
murder.
Mind.
God, this better murder.
It's not going to murder, but it's just like this is TikTok and we're going to jail.
What is this fucking brat style?
We're going to jail.
Everyone in the chat, Figs is a kike bitch. Chad Miss Madness says fuck that bitch. Kenny P says Figs is now banned. What the fuck was that? Says Smog. Disc Hoop says gay.
Good. I like that outcome. I like gay.
I think that was the meme with the Asian dude.
Okay. All right, so speaking of Nicole, check this out. I mean, just Rand, look at this bitch. Like, what the fuck is going on? Check it out.
My superpower just came in.
What?
Okay, okay, it's here, it's here.
Okay, I'm back. I hated her. I hated her dumb fucking doll face at
this
first.
This is TikTok. This is TikTok.
Figured, what are we watching?
Yo. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No. He's canceled.
Why would she do it face
it
forward?
It starts off, you think, like, you're like, what is this? And then just ass.
This is the worst pilot pitch meeting
I mean,
ever.
I've never. This is horrible. I was so ready to give Figs a show.
He was ready, bro.
I was ready. I was not even kidding. I was like, hey, who can we match him up? Maybe Colm and Figs, the Colm's and Fig Hour. Everyone will love that. They're too. Listen, you are tanking yourself.
I can't
right
be
now.
Too good. I started off really hot. And, you know, I got to show you both worlds. Play last with Shani.
No. I mean, Figs, can you let me be the bit creator and you just.
What
the you fuck? Be the
He's
monkey.
Running your show.
You be the monkey that fucking dances and plays a little box and fucking asks for change. I'm the fucking guy that's directing the monkey.
Okay.
See what Shannon played. Okay, let's see if it gets any better.
Just try to.
It's mine and Zach's child. Yes.
Oh, no, it really is.
It really does look like me and you. That's it.
Oh, man.
That's it.
1 hour of that.
TikTok sucks.
For 25. That's what
$35
I'm saying.
Per week.
But that's what I'm saying.
But you're showing videos of TikToks?
That's the pitch for your show.
No, well, what's a segment? I got a lot of segment ideas.
Okay, give me another segment idea because this one is bombing right now. I'm going to tell you, it's not
horrible.
Great.
Horrible.
Segment idea. Okay, well, and let me take out my phone. I wrote it down.
Okay, you wrote it. It's a whole pitch. I like it.
I wrote it down.
Look, I like somebody who comes in a little bit prepared, but this is fucking crazy.
Zach, I need you to help. I have my back, Zach. You have my back.
The problem is Figs. When you're,
Zach is real quiet right now.
You have my
when
back.
Figs is. When
what you watching now?
That's
remember
my
last
segment.
Time? No. I created that segment.
No, it's.
It would be a part of my
what
show.
What you snacking on was the original.
I've never heard of that.
Shannon, listen, in effect, fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen. Shannon, you be fucking prepared. I want to see the actual drop.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to create a what you watching now. Guys, in the chat, right, if you remember last episode, I wrote, what you watching now?
No, it came off
did you guys see The Mandalorian?
It came off of what you snacking on, and then we decided to go what you watching now, and then you made the jingle.
Wow, that's
you're
a big
jingle
part.
Guy. Dude, you can do the jingles on all of
can
our
can I
shows.
Just do a jingle podcast?
Please.
Can I just be your soundboard? Because it looks like you're working for DoorDash with that fucking thing up there. So maybe I could fucking Figgy Snake.
Listen to me. If you want to be the fucking dude, we can hire Figs as a soundboard. That'd be pretty great, dude.
Is a Puerto Rican cheaper than a tablet?
Cheaper than an iPad for sure.
That's all I got. All right, let's talk about dude, change the subject.
Let's see.
Chrissy, I'm coming back.
ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What You Snacking On?
You didn't even have a theme song.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go.
What kind of Freemason
lobby.
Shit is this?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking Illuminati shit is this?
If you slow
wait,
it down.
So you just played that with heavy metal music over it.
Yeah, like, <that's, laughs> what the fuck was
that's
that?
That's a level of production that I have here.
That was horrible.
Yeah, you're telling me, dude. I want it to be better. When I envisioned it, it was going to be fucking, they made their own version of that song, and it would be like the fucking, the cop would eat the fucking burger, and blood would go everywhere, and then that's what they came back with.
Who made that?
Who made it? Was that you and Joey?
I think it started. Dylan started it, and then Joey added.
That was a collaborative effort between two of our producers.
I can see why you freak out on
your
producers.
You mean Dylan found the clip on YouTube,
I think so.
And then Joey played guitar.
And Joey put music over it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Dylan started it by searching concession stand song.
Dylan's old at his mansion tiny. In Florida right now just laughing.
Yeah,
it's been
fucking
in the
wild.
Movie theater.
Whatever's going on here is fucking wild.
I'm going to make out with Dylan on the first.
Will you?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Shannon,
I'm going to deeply tongue kiss
if Dylan
on
makes
the
out
first.
With Zach on the first, will you make out with me? That would be a fucking... Like, we just. What if that's the whole show? We just sit here, the four of us just kissing each other.
I'm going to make out with Dylan on the first, Shannon.
Turn them. Get the mics really hot. You just hear the...
I think me and Andre are good.
You're
good, good to be on the show to make out too.
No.
Sweet, I like it.
Yeah, I think we're
hell
good.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Let's get fucking gay.
I'd rather make out with Harrington. Jesus,
that is ridiculous.
I'm
not ready to make out with Harrington over Figs.
Yeah.
Figs, are you still
with
your smoking hot Puerto Rican chick?
Damn right.
God, I love her.
Let me see some pics.
She's Dominican. I can't. I put my phone away. Last time I gave my phone, he almost cracked into
it.
I'll show you a photo,
dude. I bet you.
Was that? Is she your cover photo?
She's my cover photo. I'm a good boyfriend.
He's a romantic guy.
He has his girl as the background.
Figs, I bet you Figs cries in front of his girl regularly.
Nah.
Yes, Figs is a fucking Italian Puerto Rican crier.
She's in the middle.
Where'd you meet her?
Friends. It's a long story.
Figs, when's the last
college
time?
Love.
Damn.
She's a
beautiful.
Smoke show.
I mean, I'm a good looking kid.
Figs,
Andre,
when's the last time you cried?
Right.
Damn. I think I watched.
10 minutes
I watched
after this episode when he listens to his horseshit.
I watched Coco and I cried. Man, that shit was sad.
People cry. I don't give a fuck about Coco. Maybe it's because I never really had a grandma that didn't call me a nigger, so I couldn't.
Well, there's none of that in Coco.
That's true.
There's no.
My grandma would straight to my face. It was fucking wild.
Really?
Yeah. She like my grandma was my grandma Rose. I got a rose on my arm. And I said it was for her, but it was just because I wanted the rose tattoo and I needed a reason. I hated this bitch. I realized
now, like, a speech bubble could really fix that.
That is true. My grandma Rose was a racist old cunt. And me and my sister went to live with my aunt and my grandma after my dad died and my mom got hooked on drugs again. And like me and my sister would be in the living room playing games, like just doing what kids do. Nothing crazy.
Is this a segment on the show? Bummer talk.
Yeah, bummer talk. Bummer talk.
Bummer talk.
Bummer talk.
So
bummer
my grandma talk. Was gay, and my mom died of heroin. And my father.
My dad got killed.
Nazi. And one time, water went on my laptop, destroyed the whole laptop. And, I tripped one time, sprained my ankle, but I couldn't.
You think you know comedy? My dad's retarded, and my mom's blind.
Lost my wallet. Was hanging out with Colin Tyrell.
Yeah, dude.
I put $1,000 on Bisping one time.
And, dude, my grandma would. Me and my sister would simply laugh, and if we were laughing at all, my grandma would just scream from the back room, "Shut the fuck up! Shut up! What are you doing out there?" Like whatever. Like children's laughter set her off into a violent rage. She was like the giant in the Beanstalk story. Like. Except instead of fee fi fo fum, she called me other things.
Speak with
Nick, nog, nog, num. She would straight. She was racist, and she hated the fact that there was a little brown kid sitting in her fucking house. And she would just. He was so mean. And I in these formative years, like where you're 4 years old, 5 years old, where it's like you should be laughing and experiencing creativity, and like your mind is, you know, going wild as a kid, like. It was being like just the damage that does. Like, don't laugh. Don't have too much fun. Like, people wonder why I'm this fucking guy.
Yeah. Mm. Now I know what the G stands for in Gas Digital.
Go ahead.
Gomez.
What? Grandma. I can do this.
Boom shakalaka!
So. That is.
I mean.
That bummed me out more than my grandma the way she treated me.
You just described your grandma, and it's you.
Yeah, maybe. That was bad. That was bad.
Am I canceled now?
You're not canceled, but it's not.
We gotta edit that out.
I'm gonna tell
you, you're at my back.
Your rate is dropping.
Okay. Well, yeah. It goes up and down, but that's
I just got a text message from Chrissy. She was like, "You don't want it." So, we'll see what happens.
I thought grandma was good. You guys liked the sandwich stuff. All right.
The sandwich stuff was great. You came in so hot. Because the problem is, you guys.
Every time I bomb, I remind you of what I did that was funny.
Yeah, the Sopranos podcast impression was one
was
of the best
things. We should just go back.
We really should. By the way, but we'll make up like characters that we're on like one episode for 12 seconds.
Let's do it.
All right, real quick, fans of this show who are over the age of 21 years old, you got to go check out YoKratom, YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo. That's right, $60 for a kilo. Since I was a kid, I've always wanted to buy a kilo of something, and now I have the opportunity to do it, okay?
Now's the time, baby.
I know. You don't have to go to the gas station or some fucking smoke shop to grab your Kratom, which, by the way, Kratom is exploding. I see every single gas station, smoke shop, corner store I go into, there's little packets of Kratom now. It's completely legal. It has some sedative effects. You know, that's why Shannon uses it. There's also like psychological things. I know Justin Silver was using them for a while to just like feel good overall for like, he would get up and take certain strains of Kratom and have mental clarity and all this other shit. Do your research for it. Don't start putting shit into your fucking body without doing your research on it, okay? Because I'm not suggesting that you guys go and try Kratom. This is really for the people that have either been using Kratom or maybe thinking about it. Why not get it for a better price? Go to YoKratom.com. That's the way you guys do it. They're supporting this show. Marquee sponsor for Skankfest. They're the marquee sponsor for my entire fight camp. They're in the fucking Luis J. Gomez business, so you should be in the YoKratom business. YoKratom.com is the website. Go there now and check out their incredible wholesale prices. All right. Where were we?
Good.
So, all right.
Your grandma sucks. We get it.
When's the last time you cried? Do you remember, really?
Coco.
I
saw Coco like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, and that was it.
It was bad.
Yeah, so that was
heartbreaking.
I cried last weekend watching Elf.
What? Yeah, I cried watching Elf too. Or I didn't cry, but I did the, you know, the almost
Elf?
Cry. The
yeah, fucking, Elf yeah. gets me.
Turbo Man almost gets me.
I don't know what it is. It's fucking... There's nothing sad in the movie.
It's a happy, wonderful
it's Christmas
movie.
Spirit yeah. that gets you. You're like, ah, Christmas spirit's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's what's happening. Literally, when they start singing in the park and everyone believes in Santa, I'm just like, dude, whatever it is, childlike wonder. What is that? Who's fucking?
I thought it was just me.
I'm not moving.
Wait, not me. Go, Zach.
Zach,
stop moving, Zach. Andre, Zach again. Figgy, touch the microphone. We know it's not your head doing it. He's went.
And then he tapped this.
I'm doing Gracie yoga, whatever the fuck you do.
Gracie yoga, yes.
Gracie yoga.
Whatever the fuck, DDP. DDP yoga. Go to put your touchdown.
But what's sad about Coco is like him, his grandma, right?
Yeah, the grandma, the father was framed. The one Mexican Elvis, like, you know, killed
no, I
him.
Know, but what's sad is like sort of like the moment with his grandma. I don't really remember.
Grandma doesn't talk, but then at the very end, he starts singing "Lo Pollo Loco," and the grandma's like, "My puppy sang that song to me."
Oh well, yeah.
And then you feel heartbroken. You know,
well, I could be heartbroken there because it's about the father daughter relationship. It's not about the grandma relationship. Because grandmas, when people get upset about their grandmas, I'm like, Dougie. That's what grandmas fucking do. They die. Why are you bringing this shit to right. If anybody ever tried to call out of work because their grandmother died, I would fire them. Dude, I swear to God.
Use that excuse thousands of times. That's
what when a girl cancels a date on you? She's like, my grandma just died.
Yeah, that just means she's dead.
That's fucking crazy. You can't do that. I completely agree. And but I guess, yeah, the father-daughter relationship, that could get me.
Yeah, that was sad.
What about you, Andre? Was the last time you cried?
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't cry. I'm a real man.
You got a great voice. I wanna wear Old Spice because of your voice.
I cry when I have this voice. Who could possibly cry?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I really don't.
Really?
I think I got my heart broken last year. Bobby knows about it, and I think I cried a little bit towards
You know you cried a little bit. You know you cried a lot, you lying bitch. What happened?
Yeah.
Did you cry in front of her?
No. You know, you go back in the car and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. My last girl that I dated, she told me, she was like, never cry in front of me. That's some faggot shit.
Kim.
No. Oh. This other girl. I don't know. Kim has seen me cry. Kim secretly videotaped me crying and threatened to put it on the internet.
What?
Kim's evil. Kim's a fucking evil bitch. Shannon's texting Kim right now. Look at that video.
You talking shit again. Talking shit about
you. I've seen you cry like three times on the show.
You've seen me cry? You've never seen me cry, you cunt.
We've caught you on the show tear up a few times.
Name twice.
Recently.
Name three times.
Last month, it was one of these cartoons.
Marley and Me or something. Didn't he watch like Marley and Me or something?
No, it was that was on Skanks.
Benji.
It was Otis, Milo and Otis.
Yeah.
No, what's the cartoon where like the dad, half of a dad?
Don't even mention the name of it. Don't even mention that.
Half of a dad.
Yeah. Half. Infinitely more dad
centipede?
Than I had.
Would you watch the Caitlyn Jenner documentary?
Hell yes. Guess we'll sing.
Guess we'll sing. Guess we'll sing. Yeah.
What was it called? Onward.
Yeah.
Did you see Onward?
No.
That does sound like the Caitlyn Jenner documentary.
Go watch Onward, doggy.
I gotta check it out.
You
it
will
good.
Fucking.
I'll check it out.
It is.
What's it about?
Good. It's. I'm not getting into it.
It's like jelly more. People.
Just go watch
like
it.
Blue ghost
jelly
guys.
People? No, they're fucking like trolls from a magical land, and the dad dies.
This is a Disney thing.
The dad dies before the one kid has any memories of him, and then he has an older brother.
Cry at soft shit.
No, it's if it's to do with a father and son, that'll get me. I mean, just fucking almost anything.
You know what I cried at? You know what one of the first times I remember crying at a movie was when the Terminator was going in the lava with his thumb.
You didn't cry.
I didn't
cried
cry
like a bitch.
You did not cry.
I just thought it was my dad. Immediately I was like, going oh my God, that's my.
That's because his father said, I'll be back.
Yeah. It was the first hack impression he learned.
It was. That shit was sad, man.
That was sad. I mean, I guess it kind of was, but it didn't really. That
Connor,
didn't get me.
John Connor.
Yeah. When that came out,
Knows what I'm saying. Yeah, Zach knows what I'm saying.
Then he cried when Christopher Walken died in True Romance.
Wow! Dead. Oh no, I'm dead. Oh, there's a wow. There's a watch in my ass.
He cried when Sylvester Stallone died in Rambo.
Who drew first blood? Is it me? I'm dead. He cried when Bill Clinton.
Selborne Fink.
Who? When Crocodile Bill Clinton lied.
I did not have sex with that woman, but I did like those titties.
Or when Cosby went to jail?
I'm in jail now. Uh-oh, I'm not going to shower. Did you read that? He's not showering.
Why not?
Because of COVID. He doesn't want to shower. He won't go in the showers.
Oh, shit. That means Cosby's getting fucking raped.
That means he smells like fucking.
What about when Gilbert Gottfried?
He's getting butt-fucked and that eye's going straight.
If I went to... What? Gilbert Gottfried? What was it?
When he got fired from...
Oh, no. I got fired. So...
I like that.
Why'd you give me that one?
Oh, by the way, Matthew Davis in the Racist Live Chat said a joke that I was thinking about saying and didn't say. So that's where my mind's at. I have the same comedic capacity as the racist in the live chat at Gaz Digital. Talking about the movie Onward, he said I thought it was called the N-word. So that's why I watched it. I liked it. That was not bad.
Why
I
almost say
half
it?
His dad went out for cigarettes 20 years ago?
Because I didn't say it because the timing was off. Like, I thought of it, and I was trying to think of a way to word it, and by the time that happened, the moment had passed.
Right.
It's a That's Newport it box. Hold on. That's half the father's just hold a on. Newport box.
Godfrey, did you hear that?
Shots fired, Godfrey. Get with it. Get with the program. So, look. We're going to do international news with you, Figs. This is your, we know you're calling. Okay. If we set Figs up, he's an incredible talent. Mm. If we leave him to his own devices, it falls apart. It's actually incredible to watch.
Mm. Andre, is that what you think? No, we're pretty cool.
I think that's pretty spot on. Yeah.
You just what? Oh, okay.
Look, if we all stop talking, go. Watch how bad this is. Go.
Hey, it's me, John Mulaney.
The fuck?
Hey, kids, it's me, John Mulaney. I just caught doing cocaine.
That's a sports announcer. That's not John Mulaney.
No,
you're doing Howard Cosell.
A sports announcer is Zach Amico.
No, you're doing Howard Cosell when you do Mulaney.
John Mulaney. Hey, kids, I'm John Mulaney.
Bring up Howard Cosell. If he's not doing Howard Cosell.
Say Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman.
Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman.
Now you're switching it up.
It's me.
Do it as John Mulaney. Imagine John Mulaney was announcing.
Hey, I'm announcing the show because John Mulaney. Muhammad Ali is...
Your Mulaney stinks. It's fine. But Mulaney, I appreciate the fact you threw it in there knowing that we're going to probably talk about Mulaney.
What? Maybe Mulaney's doing Howard Cosell.
Ooh.
Do you want to see Howard Cosell?
Yeah, let's see Howard Cosell.
Thank you, Shannon.
That old racist fuck.
You're an angel.
Maybe in its own way, a felicitous and even rewarding moment for me.
For me.
I mean, I would have brought up him announcing.
I missed Gandolfini. Is that what you going to say next?
Sure, I would have brought him up announcing sports like we were specifically discussing.
It's fine. Don't worry
He's
about
doing
it.
A monologue.
The moment's passed.
We're all on different levels right now. I don't appreciate it.
What happened to Mulaney?
You didn't have any silent footage of him, like, swimming?
John Mulaney checked into rehab for booze and coke. This past weekend, John Mulaney checked himself into rehab in Pennsylvania for 60 days.
Damn.
To treat his cocaine and alcohol issue after a recent relapse. He'd been sober since he was 23, but struggled during the pandemic. What a pussy. Doggy, just give it up like I did. Cold fucking turkey.
How about you say that to my face, faggot?
That wasn't bad.
I'll beat you in the ring. I'm the comeback kid. How dare you make fun of John Mulaney?
Tell that spick I love Toot.
Pete Davidson's my friend.
I didn't realize that fucking Mulaney was a boozer and a coke guy.
He talked about it in his one special. Yeah.
Wow.
Good for him. I bet it's that pandemic, man. He was fucking bored at home.
Mm.
He said he started drinking at 13 and struggled ever since.
Really?
Does it kind of make you like him a little more?
I didn't know he was that fun.
Yeah, I thought he was just like a fucking nerd.
But what happened?
But he's a very funny comic. I think Mulaney's a great comic.
Phenomenal.
And from what I've heard, a good dude. I don't know him at all. I think I met him maybe once or twice throughout the years.
You don't really see him around, right?
No, I mean, he's fucking famous at this point. He doesn't hang out with fucking dorks. But
is it expensive to go to rehab?
Like, yeah, 60-day inpatient? Yeah, for sure, dude. Which one did he go to? Can we try to get fans to go dox him there?
I'm going to guess. You want to guess which rehab?
Let's see. Do you know names of rehabs?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Silver Hill in Wilton, Connecticut.
Yeah, it is always a color. It's always a color and a sort of thing
that's
that you can find on land.
Where stars go.
Golden Acres.
Like Gray Lake.
Yeah.
Right.
Black Forest, Maine.
Green Mountains.
He's at the Yellow Hills.
Yellow Hills.
Stanton. I'm back.
There you go. Figs got a laugh. Where's he at? Can we send him a gift to make him feel better? Can we please send him cocaine? How funny would that be? Let's send him a fucking package of cocaine at the rehab center. Because I got to be honest with you, if you're going to rehab for cocaine, I feel like that's like the new going to rehab for weed. It's just coke, bro.
You want attention.
Chill the fuck out. Who cares, okay? And alcohol, you better have fucking beaten up and bitten your girlfriend. Otherwise, there's no reason. It better be court appointed. Otherwise, there's no reason to go to rehab for alcohol.
Right.
Heroin or above, that's what I say.
I'm going to send him ricin. And,
you're gonna send him rice?
Ricin.
Jesus. You know what? Jesus, Andre. I mean, come on, bro.
I actually thought he didn't hear me.
Racist against yourself.
It really does sound like how you answer him. Like, how you doing? Just ricin.
Ricin, egg rolling. You know me.
Wonton and out.
Wonton and out. So do we know anything else about John? We do, kid. I don't, you know. I'm sure it's a fucking problem. And to be honest with you, look, if I had the money to go to some fucking inpatient, awesome facility, why wouldn't I go do that? Like, I'm doing it now, right?
You cut the drinking as well.
Everything, yeah.
How many days has it been since you had a drink?
Like 16.
Okay. Yeah, you lost mad weight, bro.
Yeah, just in 2 weeks. I just fucking...
But you're also training, too.
Yeah, but I was training for the past 4 months, and I didn't lose shit.
Yeah.
So the alcohol was definitely slowing down my metabolism. And also, the first week that I stopped drinking, working out, it felt like I was dying. Dude, after a minute, I would get so winded. I was freaking out. And now it's like evened out completely. So like my cardio is way better. I feel way better. Psychologically, I feel better. But I didn't need to go to some fucking inpatient program. That's like doing what I'm doing right now. But then I'm going, you know what? I'm going to go on vacation at the same time.
I don't understand that because we have the same problem. If I drink, I'm fat because I drink. This is all alcohol.
Or you drink because you're fat.
I drink because I'm fat. And I'm fat because I drink. Figgy snake. Impression, snake, and nothing. Okay. Nothing, Jesus Christ.
I'm looking for time something appropriate.
Reference, snake. But then, where's my money?
You can do it all, this
thanks,
guy.
Thanks.
He's very talented. I'm telling you right
why
now.
Are you trying to be on Gaz going SNL?
Nah, I said too many bad things on Compound Media.
Are you kidding me?
You went that route. You went the... Yeah.
You moron. If you're talented, do not hit yourself to me or Anthony Cumia, you idiots. The fuck is wrong with you? You're going to kill yourselves. You're going to kill your career.
We're going to be okay. I just want to perform at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.
That's all he wants.
So all I want to do is go there and just be like, how's everybody fucking doing here? And you're like, oh, this kid's great. We thought he was Mexican. Oh, shit, he's Italian. That's all I want.
I love it.
You've seen me do it once, I think. But you don't
that know. Is all of Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in the audience. It's like the Sopranos podcast. The whole
place smells like cool water. Yeah. You know that?
Oh,
yeah. It's bad. Yeah. But dude, you fucking stop drinking, you lose weight. This guy...
We thought you meant actual cold water.
No, I meant cool water.
I know. You'd have to explain that it's cologne.
They sell it at CVS. Yes. Behind the glass. It's like $40. Why is John Mulaney skinny and he's an alcoholic? That's what I don't understand.
It's cocaine. Yeah.
Wait, Louis, what were you drinking that you were like...
I was drinking like a half a bottle of whiskey a night.
Yeah, okay.
I thought was keto.
Why were you doing that?
There was no, shut the fuck up, Ken. It is keto. There's no sugar in whiskey.
I think you mean
wait,
vodka.
There's tons of sugar in whiskey.
No, there's no sugar in bourbon. In bourbon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were drinking that much?
Yeah. Half not drinking a lot.
Why?
Like a bottle of wine, a beers.
It was just very casual.
For how long?
I mean, not consistently half a bottle a night, but for a few years.
Every other day, you would have a drink, pretty much. Every other day, you'd have a few drinks, you'd do something.
I would say 5 nights a week, I was drinking like at least 3 or 4 glasses of whiskey.
Yeah. And you ever get like any DUIs or nothing?
No.
You weren't getting bombed. You were just adding 500 calories a day with all that shit.
The calories also slowing down my metabolism. It was bad for me. And by the way, I know people are bitching and being like, dude, stop fucking preaching, you fucking faggot. We don't want to. I'm not preaching. I want you guys to do drugs. I wish I could do drugs. Yeah. I wish I could drink. I wish I could do it. My problem is I just will keep going. Mm-hmm. Like if there's cocaine in front of me, I will do it. If there's ecstasy in front of me, I will do it. It doesn't matter if I did it last night, I'll do it again. So I sort of have to keep myself. It's like I don't keep sugar in the house because if I have a fucking box of donuts in the house, I'll go to bed, I'll go, I'm not eating any donuts. And then in the middle of the night, I'll get up for a glass of water and I'll have 3 donuts.
Yeah, that's the best. Late night eating is the best.
Dude. That's the thing, dude. If you announce to people that you're not drinking, they feel like you're judging them now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're like, oh, he thinks he's better than us.
I'm not better than anybody. I am less good than you because I can't control myself.
Right.
So if you're able to do that, more fucking power to you. I really, truly wish I could. But I feel like it's almost like a high in a weird way to be in the different state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm fucking, you know, it just, it's real. I'm very happy right now. So hopefully it'll stick for a while. It'll be pretty good. But Yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll fucking go back and be
crazy. You look great, man. Well, when's the last time you took this big long of a break?
Right before I dated Kim, I wasn't drinking, and we went to Jamaica on vacation, and then we were at an all-inclusive resort.
And she bullied you into drinking.
Man. She didn't bully me into drinking.
She bullied you into drinking.
She fucking...
You want to write for Comedy Central, fatty?
Drink, pussy. Started fucking mushing me. But I was at an all-inclusive resort, and, like, you're paying for the alcohol. Yeah.
Well, how long ago was that?
It was years ago. Yeah, this is a few years ago when I first met
Kim.
She's
been going hard. Man.
Yeah, man, do you miss her? She was nice.
Kim?
Yeah.
No, I'm still very close with Kim. We are truly better friends now than we ever were. We shouldn't have dated. Me and Kim should have fucked a couple times and just become best friends, and that would have been, and we would have never had any problems. She's like a legitimately great person. I love Kim, but both of us are too damaged.
How was the sex?
To be with each other. None of your fucking business, Andre and Kim.
What?
The fuck is wrong with
you? That either means really good or really bad.
Right.
We're having a serious conversation now. There's no more impressions. Yeah. You know,
or else he would have went, oh,
Wow.
That's her queefing right after I pull my dick out. I recorded audio for the show.
What does that mean?
Queef?
When they queef a lot. Shut up. Does that mean?
Shit, we just found out the Fig's girlfriend's queefing a storm.
No, I've been with girls that queef.
No. He just showed his ass. His girl is queefing up a storm right now.
Very little small queefs, but I've had
that's
girls
why
in the
she's
past,
with you.
I've had girls in the past with bigger queefs, but I don't know. What does that mean?
You're right, actually. I wonder. What does it actually mean? This is a good point.
Finally, I've been with girls that don't queef at all.
Fig started a good conversation right now. This is a great fucking point. So I've been with girls that, like.
You're going to watch four grown men try to figure out how to vagina.
I'm trying to figure out how to do a queef impression. Give me a minute.
I thought you'd been doing it this whole time.
Damn it! Zacky snake! Second snake!
No, that's a Zack attack. Are you kidding me?
Zack attack!
Where is the Zack attack anyway?
I just did
it. Asked...
Bro, Matt's slow on the soundboard.
No, I fucking asked for my Zack attack to be put at the fucking top where it should fucking be.
Why do you have a Kindle Nook as your fucking soundboard, you faggot?
I mean, where is it?
No, I should have like a beat pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fucking ridiculous. And I mean this, if the Zack attack drop is not at the fucking top the next time I start the show, I'm going to fucking fire Dylan. I'm sick of it. How many times do I have to ask for a fucking drop to be moved? It's here. It's there. It's down there. No, it's not there. That's Zack Snake, fuckface. This is Zack attack.
Wow. What a switch up. Godfrey's like mother...
Don't be wrong, Bobby. Not on my show.
Wow.
Also, I am looking for a writer for the Real Ass Podcast. $200 a week is the salary that I'm paying to be on the head writer on the show. So if you want to submit, realassofficial@gmail.com is the email address. I'm very serious about this. We're bringing this to the next level. The only parameters are you have to fucking... let's see. What I want you to write is you have to write three segment ideas. You have to write a monologue for me like I was David Letterman.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
It's a packet. I'll fucking do that.
You have to submit a packet.
All right.
I love it.
200 a week?
The other side of it is that I need you to listen to every episode of the podcast that I'm on and pull jokes that I say that are funny and then email me and be like, dude, that could work for stand-up. Because I don't want to do it. I don't want to listen back to the shit I say. And I want somebody else to do that.
Let's go, baby.
By the way, so people keep on sending me shit that you say. I'm like, I didn't say that. That's Zach.
Fast forward, Lewis at Vinny's Comedy Club. Like, you guys see Onward?
Let's go, baby.
So it's like half a dad anyways. Niggers!
Some guy sent me, he's like, dude, remember when you said a dead Hispanic dad, ADHD? I was like, that was Zach. I have ADHD.
I'll take that job, though. I'm already on the payroll. Come on,
it's
baby.
It's easy, baby. I don't got to
crank up the numbers.
I love it. So yeah, if you guys want to submit a writing packet for me, and you have to listen to an episode and take notes on the episode and send me what you think could be good stand-up premises, you have to be a stand-up comic to do this. You cannot be just some fucking dude. I'll tell you why. Because stand-up comics understand what a good stand-up bit could be. You have to look at it from that perspective. So that's how you submit a packet.
Let's
three
go.
Segment ideas. Submit a packet, Andre.
I've been at gas for 2 years. Let's go, baby.
Submit a packet. I want you to. I'm 100% serious.
Just a soy sauce packet. hot mustard.
It's gonna be dope. You'll join the team. This is a very serious offer right now. I'm bringing this show to the next level. This, in my, what I want is I want Real Ass Podcast to be the number one show on Gas Digital by the end of 2021.
What do you consider
how
number
is it,
one?
Yeah, how
the
is
most
it
downloads.
Not?
Okay.
No, because Legion of Skanks gets 10 times the downloads.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's correct.
That's why. Legion of Skanks is number one.
I thought you
believe
you
me, is
YouTube
number two.
Subscribers.
Nice.
Louis J. Gomez. Then it's a race between me, Dave Smith, and Michael Malice for number three. But Godfrey's getting up there, too. Godfrey's
what about YouTube
great.
Subscribers? Who has the most?
I don't even know. I don't look at that.
You know.
You know what's up.
You know what's up.
What's up, baby boy.
You know what's up.
You know what's up, baby boy. Also, when you submit your writing packets, just like they do on SNL and on television, I can take all of your ideas and use them. I own the ideas that you send in now. So just realize that preemptively
LLC.
Before you go. Because this is the great. This is, by the way, that's the way TV works. Like SNL. They get 100 young comedians to submit their ideas, and then their writers just rifle the ideas and use them. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Perfectly legal.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. I won't actually do that. I'll tell you this much. If you submit a good segment idea and you don't become the writer, I'll pay you for the segment idea. I will fucking throw you $100 if we use it. How about that? That's fucking crazy.
I like everything about that except listen to the show.
Yeah.
That's a hard. That's a hard sell.
Every episode of me and Biz being talking about body bags and punching blocks or whatever the fuck.
No, you don't gotta listen.
Where's Bisbee from? Where's he from?
England.
What does he sound
England.
Like?
He's England. From Manchester.
England. Like Manchester, he talk like this. Like, all right, Lewis. So, Lewis, when you go in there, you gotta do body shot. Then you gotta do a kick and a jab.
And you're like, yeah, Dougie, I did two punches and three kicks.
You saw you did enough. You did enough. Stop drinking. It's like 500 calories of muffin you're doing. You gotta stop doing it.
That is what it is.
That's exactly
and then the
it
occasional
is.
Harrington ass kissing. You gotta put that in there.
Dougie, I'm not even kidding. Like, Harrington was there. And like, he did 25 push-ups. I couldn't believe it.
Christy Mayer
you know what?
Did.
He did 25 push-ups. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Christy Mayer did just text me, yeah, by the way.
That's
she said,
exactly
wow,
is.
Figs is tap dancing really hard for you right now.
It's all love.
It's all love,
Christy's
baby.
Got those fat titties.
Got,
God damn it,
she's
dude.
A, she's a dog. It's all love. I got love.
No, I love Christy. I love Christy. Kid. I would fucking.
Wait, who?
What?
Oh, no, no.
Christy.
Yeah, I mean,
Chris DeStefano.
Yeah. Oh, Chris DeStefano.
Chris DeStefano.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Fucking hot, fucking Italian, thick ass. Yeah. Love it.
Chrissy will actually be here on January 1st.
She's going to be here on January 1st?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm going to make her jealous.
She knows that.
Who else is on the ASSY Awards?
I think that's all that I have booked.
Shannon, it's the ASSY Awards. We probably need to have a whole slew of presenters.
It's
You call Chrissy Mayer a slew?
She's a real dirty slew. Oh, I forgot the tea. I apologize.
Is that a whore in a Dr. Seuss book?
Chrissy Mayer, more like Chrissy Governor. Am I right?
Hey, it's fucking stop telling me what to do, okay?
It's a hard
no, 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 no. She's going to be at Governor's.
Opening up for Sheba Mason.
Oh, shit.
Sheba Mason.
Thank you, Andre.
Wow.
Andre, can I work for your show? Hire me, Andre. I'm tapped out.
He's trying to fucking get it. He's going to hire
an intern. I want to have interns on the show.
I just realized I could fucking probably pay somebody way less than $200 a week to write for this show.
Yeah.
The more I'm thinking about what fucking Figs has done, Figs, I'll give you the job
what
for
are you,
$30
doing?
A week.
What are you doing, what? Guy? What are you doing? You're lowering my pay already.
I'm sorry, pal.
What the fuck?
My bad. I'm gay.
So, let's see. This is kind of interesting. Florida to start putting Python on the menu in restaurants and in grocery stores as... the species continues to take over. Since the 80s, when a small number of pet Burmese pythons were introduced into the wild in Florida, the population has been thriving. It is now up to around 300,000 snakes. There's 300,000 pythons in Florida? That's fucking crazy.
And are they like fucking up the ecosystem?
The only predator...
They're probably not supposed to be there.
The only predator that has a chance against a python is the Everglades alligator. To try to reduce the population of the Florida's decided to start paying hunters to kill them and encouraging people to eat the snakes. Python meat. Do we have any visual of what it looks like, how they cut it up or something? Or because I don't think I've ever eaten snake. Have you ever had snake?
I've had snake jerky. I don't think I've ever had like cooked snake.
You've also jerky to snake.
Yeah, this is a weird transition. Just fucking rocking and rolling.
You guys don't gotta laugh at my joke.
Good time.
What's the story?
It was.
Is this the stories?
We can start our own fucking podcast network with Shannon.
You want a story? I'll give you a story.
Drama, fighting, impressions, and then Python got lost in Kansas.
Yeah, I can write. I got a million stories that are better than these.
He's also jerkied a snake. One more time. Let me.
Of course, look at him. He's wearing a fucking onesie. Of course, he eats gator meat.
It was a hand job joke. It was a fucking hand job joke. And everyone
told
just...
by one.
Has anybody ever eaten snake meat?
No.
What's the weirdest
no.
thing you've ever eaten? You've had, come on, dude, you're from Come on, bro.
From where? Where do you think I'm from?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, bro.
What kind of Asian do you think I am? Let's see.
Let me see.
I have a stepdad looks just like you, and he's Puerto Rican. So you
you're from the Bronx.
I'm a high Mexican. Listen, everything.
Chino Malo. Kim is a Chinese name, right?
Yes.
So you're Chinese?
No.
Damn it.
I fell for it. Fuck. I know Zach knows.
I think I do.
What is it? Filipino now?
I'm going to get. I got a good guess.
Louis is very uneducated.
I got a good guess. Okay. Vietnamese.
No.
Ukraine.
Yeah, see, I knew you would know. Because Kim.
And also because I referenced it earlier in the show.
Right. Oh, right, damn. Right. Yes, that too.
Damn, we're dumb.
I didn't know that you guys were even allowed to leave Korea. I thought you were under sort of some sort of fucking law.
You're South Korean.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. My son wants to go visit Korea because his best friend in kindergarten was Korean, and he moved back to Korea. And I let my son choose where to go every year. For Father's Day, not last year because of COVID, but hopefully it'll be soon enough. But he told me he really wants to go visit his friend in Korea. So I might be taking a fucking trip to Asia at one point.
Do you think you're going to do a few countries?
Probably. I'm not just going to go.
Have you seen the fucking Super Mario Land they just built in Japan?
Yes.
James is obsessed with Super Mario. Bring it up, please.
It looks crazy.
Fuck it. It's the Universal Studios Japan.
For Mario?
It's just a Mario park, and everything is Mario. Like, it's so fucking
if
cool.
I show that to my son,
you could punch the blocks.
Yeah, you get a wristband, and as you go around, you collect coins for prizes.
Yeah,
fucking Mario game.
Fucking Mario.
Dude, you gotta see how cool this fucking
taking over Florida.
You gotta fix the toilets.
This Italian prison's better than mine. Yeah.
Let's see this. Shannon, why not just not do just a still image? We do have this video platform where we can maybe.
Yeah, Nintendo just put
like
out
the Barclays Center. Why does everything look like shit outside?
What the fuck is this?
Did you see
that?
A
fucking one drone still.
Everything outside looked like Detroit, and then it's a beautiful.
It's like Atlantic City.
We got hundreds of thousands of dollars of fucking equipment.
Nintendo just put out a beautiful trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Super Mario.
Whoa, guys. Whoa, I'm still here. Guys, come on.
It's Japanese.
We're doing Japanese.
All right, you're right. Fuck these chinks. Listen.
Who can claim it here to
time? King of Troopers.
Shit. Wait, that's real?
Yeah, it's all people-sized.
This looks like what animated.
I don't understand how this works.
And then, so that's like the Disney castle that you look at, but then as you go around, it's literally all Mario shit like this. And then you get a wristband, and you like pop the blocks.
Where's the station that sucks your dick? Don't they have that one thing?
Oh, Birdo?
Where's the pink thing you put Birdo. Your cock in? Over here, you hit your cock in.
Oh, where she shoots out the eggs? Oh, my son would lose his fucking mind.
This is fucking awesome.
Where's the scene where they fuck on the bus?
Where everybody freezes and he fucks them while they're frozen. Oh.
I love how they also move like Asians.
I keep bowing if you keep bowing.
I'm going to say, not really Asian eyes. The Mario characters, they were never.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
American eyes. Well, they're Italians. Mario's Italian.
Right.
So this is what they thought Italians do, which is
what a strange like right. What a strange game, right? Like
right.
The That's whole premise saying. Of the game. This is like
jump on blacks and do construction
blocks. Relax,
Jesus,
holy
this
shit!
I'm telling you, we can dive deep into Mario.
Dude,
Mario.
I say Mario too all the time, and I've started to train myself to say Mario. But like, think about it, like this is like what it came out like 82 or something or 1980, like the first iteration of Mario.
Well,
Donkey Kong. Yeah. Mm. So, but he was a plumber. He was always a plumber.
Fighting a monkey. The whole fucking thing is what Asians think Italians do.
Yeah, it's true.
They like money and gold. They're going to jump on the monster bracks.
Yeah, so...
1981.
It was sort of ahead of its time, right? like because now there's obscure shit. Like, you know, you see fucking Silly Goose Game or just some like random fucking, you know, shit that's sort of like out there and weird. There's one that's on the Oculus now where it's Attack of the Squirrels. And it's like you have to like fucking... Squirrels are attacking. You have to like kill these squirrels that are trying to attack you. Your friends get to be the squirrels on their cell phones.
Oh, that's cool.
And you're like, you have the Oculus on. But like that sort of randomness like exists now because they've sort of done everything. They've done all the fighting games. But Mario, for no reason in the beginning, was just a plumber. Mm. Like the premise of that is
I
so
think
bizarre.
I read something as to why.
Why?
It was something with the outfit because they had so few pixels that they had a limited amount of like. That they had to show a uniform. I think like he has the hat because they couldn't make hair at the time. Mm. There's a few things that were like
that makes sense because really the buttons is just one dot, yeah. one dot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my son loves Mario, loves the entire franchise, the old school games, the new ones. Like, you know, I try to get him to play like badass games like Warzone and fucking. He's like, no, Dad.
How old is he?
He'll be 8 at the end of the month.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I know. What the fuck? Warzone?
You go to family court, Lewis. What the fuck?
I tried to get him to do Oculus porn. He was like, what is this? Bizarre.
He's like, you know, Resident Evil 5. He wasn't really digging it.
No, he plays Doom, though. He gets into
really?
It, dude. He really gets into it. Like, he likes, you know, sawing demons
the old
in
school
half.
Doom.
No, the new one.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking,
that's a bit much. The old school Doom. Old school Doom is kind of like,
dude. New Doom is just fucking great.
Ridiculous.
It's just you're fucking like, it's like Slipknot, the video game. It's awesome.
Nonstop rampage.
So,
any other snake stories you got?
Yeah, any more?
Jordan King Cobra in Brooklyn.
Jordan Pinkham. Jordan Pinkham says if Lewis was on drugs, he would have already called out Figs for being an unfunny gay bitch.
All right, thanks, bro.
Height of privilege.
Follow me on TikTok.
Height of privilege says Lewis hasn't had a drink or made a joke in 16 days. Do me a favor, Bob. Block height of privilege from the chat. For
I like
one,
height of privilege.
One
Let
full
stay.
Day.
Height, you're a good man.
No. He's a fucking gay bitch, and that's what.
What about the guy that called me a gay kike?
I'm sorry. I'm not blocking people for telling the truth. Ridiculous.
Happy Hanukkah.
Okay, so you
Jewish?
Need to go into
no.
the chat. You need to go into the chat.
That's why it doesn't make sense.
Height privilege. He gets one day blocking unless he apologizes profusely right now. He got 35 seconds to apologize profusely or he gets a 24-hour fucking ban. Don't you ever disrespect me.
I love the way Lewis runs his show. I'm so unfamiliar.
Gomez and Sutton. Gas Digital. Gomez comes first. Do you understand what the fuck is going on? Gomez and Sutton.
Is that what it stands for?
Not. Did you not know that?
I thought it was Godfrey Andre, Sean.
Guess little snake. Guess little snake. Guess little snake. Barn. That was the
call. All right.
Let's see. It's height privilege. Oh, he said it's height privilege, bitch. Block him now, Bobby. Block him right now. 24 hours. Deal with that, height privilege. Deal with that, you fucking pussy.
I love
How
this.
Does that feel, you little fucking
this.
Bitch? Suck my fucking dick.
I love this, man.
Suck
this
my
amazing.
Fucking dick, height privilege. Wow. This is not a fucking democracy. This is a fucking, what's not a democracy?
Dictatorship. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're fascist.
Thank you.
I love this.
Wow. There we go.
I need another Bud Light.
I'm not familiar. Me too. You know what? Let me get one.
Yeah, let's get some Bud Light.
Go get some Bud Lights. Go ahead. We're doing international news in a minute. You better be drunker when we do international news.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Pull up international news stories with Mike Figs, by the way, guys. We're
That's the show.
That might be the show. International
that might be
news.
The show.
Look, it's
Doesn't
my concept.
It could be an hour. It could be 15 minutes.
Also, we're not. Here's the thing. At Gas
okay,
Digital, what we have.
To Trump, it could be 15 minutes long.
Just so you guys know. We have like a clause in our contracts at Gas Digital where we allow anybody to leave within 30 days notice. That's like a thing that we've done because the way that I feel about working with somebody, because everyone's doing 2-year contracts, 4-year contracts.
Thank you so much.
It's fucking wild, right?
Right.
So the way I feel about it is if you don't want to work with me, you're not passionate about creating a project with us, you're probably not going to do a very good job.
Right.
And then Are You Garbage came. So now we're changing that. Now it's only real contracts because of the way Are You Garbage bent us over and butt fucked us in front of
Godfrey
the public.
Start listening.
What's up? So yeah, it's all happening. So you're gonna be it's, if you you want to show your I'm gonna own you.
I want to be universal, man. I love Compound. I like working over there. It's all love. I want to be. Every, I
you got to choose one though. If you had to choose one.
Cheers, happy holidays.
I mean, can I get like a trial of Gas?
If you had to choose one, Compound Media, Gas Digital to work for, where do you want to work?
And I've
I
worked at both.
I haven't worked at Gas. So I haven't worked here. I've been a guest. It's fun. I love it. Love Shannon. She's beautiful.
You see the energy here.
I like the energy. I like it. It feels like a hang. Yeah. This is fun.
It's
with
family.
The guys.
It's family.
But I have that on the other shows in Compound, and I've had that with Chrissy too. It's just we kind of just, you know.
But if you had to choose one, backs against the wall.
But
it's a fucking family. New York or Jersey?
I'm fucking part of Gas now, bitch. Jack, take out your chode.
Everyone is hashtagging.
I've seen it before, and it's slightly larger than average.
Height privilege is now banned, right, Bobby? For 24 hours, yeah. Everyone's saying free height
How
privilege.
How did it taste?
Sorry.
It was a little salty. It was imported. I usually get domestic prosciutto, but this was like an imported prosciutto. You just set up. You set me up for fucking alleys. I'm going
to
hit him.
The Philippines is set to raise the age of consent from 12 to 16. The Philippines is set to approve a bill that raises the sexual age of consent from 12 to 16. In a country where divorce and abortion are still illegal. They have one of the lowest ages of consent in the world. Child's rights activists have been lobbying.
Hold on, let me go cancel a flight real quick.
That's fucking wild. 12 years old is fucking. But what's the, hold on, what is the life expectancy in the Philippines. In fact, let's go to the Philippines right now with our first international news story with Ping Kong King from the Philippines. Ping Kong King, they're going to raise the age of consent from 12 to 16. How do you feel about this?
But I don't feel good about that. That is crazy. I was watching Joy Koy video and I said, Joy Koy so funny, you know, like, don't have to be 12 years old to be funny. The fuck is that? No good.
Who's that, Moe Ammer?
I don't know what that was.
He's a Filipino person talking about the age of consent. I don't like it. Anybody want a pig on a roast?
Roasted pig?
That is, yeah, 12 is a little too young. What is the life expectancy? 70.95. Okay, hold on. Now, what's life expectancy in America? This is important. I'm doing math here right now.
I say it's lower than that. What do you guys think?
You think lower? No.
Higher. I think it's like 85.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go 81.
I'm going to go like 77.5 for a man and 79.2 for a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, brother. Ooh.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jig.
Oh,
dig it.
Shit.
So 78.4. So what is the percentage more that we... Shannon, this is just simple math. Pull out a fucking percentage calculator, you twit. It's not that hard, okay?
So you're saying that because we live 8 years longer, the age of consent being 6 years behind...
I'm saying I don't know the math yet, but once I figure out the math, I'll let you know.
I think I just did it.
Yeah.
The age of consent, yeah. But the age of consent...
What's the lowest you'd fuck?
10.
Okay.
11,
not
maybe.
Bad.
Right. No.
Right.
What's the lowest I'd fuck?
Yeah.
I used to say 18, but I met a 20-year-old girl recently, and I was like, this is a child. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
It honestly depends. It really depends on what the girl looks like.
Right.
Like, yeah, there could be a smoking hot 18-year-old girl that I meet. I'm like, yeah, I'd fuck the shit out of this girl. There's no doubt about it.
But there's sometimes you hear things that, like, put it in perspective, and she'll be like, yeah, I was born after 9/11.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Like, dudes who always date girls that are, like, 18, you know what I mean? That are like, I'm 26. Like, they'll always be like, you know, you give them a look, and they always say this, like, dude, she's really mature for her age. You know what I mean? They always got that line. But my thing is, if you have to use the term age of consent, when you're explaining your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's
a problem. Like, yeah, it's a problem. I dated a 17-year-old girl when I was 22, and I remember I would lie to all my friends about her age because I was so embarrassed.
She was 15.
Yeah. But she turned like 18 like a month after we started dating. But it was like, I remember just like being like, yeah, I feel like a fucking creep. And that was legal. It wasn't like, there was nothing illegal about it. It was in New York. But I remember just being like, fuck, that's creepy. So even back then when I was 22 years old, there was a stigma, and it was fucking creepy. Mm. So when you hear about guys dating girls that young now, but I'm not talking about dating. Dating is a different thing. I'm talking about just straight up having sex with. If you meet a girl at a comedy club, and she's fucking bad, she looks fucking great, and she, you know, but the problem is an 18-year-old girl could look like a child.
That's what I'm saying.
Or she could look like...
Yeah.
The white 18-year-olds look like children. You meet a Puerto Rican chick who's 18, you're like...
Or a black.
35.
Developed and shit, and takes care of herself.
Hell yeah.
And then what? You got
to
become
a bouncer? If
you have
to say developed, that's a creepy way to describe a girl as well. I got to be
honest
with you.
Guys, she's 15, but she's developed. From head to toe. Everything's developed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's dangerous. It's a dangerous game, man. It's a dangerous game.
Yeah. It is.
I one time hooked up with a girl in a bar, and she was... underage. She was in the bar because the bartender knew her, and it was.
Where were you
good.
At? Toys R Us.
Yeah, I was at American Girl doll store, and
Build-A-Bear.
And we ended up hooking up, and I found out that she was 19. She wasn't 21, but she was in there drinking. So I was like, she has to be 21. She's in the bar drinking.
I thought you're gonna confess to some shit right now.
Jesus Christ!
I was like,
a long time ago,
you
but
don't
I was
have to
like,
say
like,
any
fuck.
Of this.
I was 21. She was 19. It felt weird.
Yeah, but you'd be like, she was drinking. I didn't know.
Exactly. No, nothing happened.
I mean, I knew a 14-year-old girl that had a face tattoo. So I got to be honest with you. None of that shit matters. All right, let's go to international. Let's go to international news. What else have we got?
We have a song for it?
No.
Not a lot of confidence.
Okay, so this is Indian news.
Okay, so coronavirus India live updates. Rajasthan imposes a night curfew in cities on December 31st. So now there's a curfew.
In Rajasthan.
In Rajasthan. We're going to go
crazy.
To... we're going to go to...
Sandeep.
Walter.
Elephant arms.
He's motherfucker. Change the curfew, motherfucker. Let me tell you, every day, I wake up every day, 8 o'clock, I know I'm going on for a long time, and this motherfucker, bitch cock, mother step fuck, change the time, and I don't like it. Trump 2020.
Okay, thank you very much. Wow. So they're not happy in India about this new
You are going to get a Netflix special. Keep doing that.
Shit. Tiffany Haddish presents. You're a motherfucker. All right, this is that Thursday.
Any other international news stories? Where? Let's go somewhere else in the world right now.
It's slow news day, huh?
China plans a rapid expansion of weather modification efforts, ambition to cover more than 1.5 times the size of India, likely to concern country's neighbors. Let's go back to Sandeep in India. How do you feel about China?
Motherfuck yeah. China! This motherfucker bitch, son of a bitch, fuck, motherfucking kike, motherfucker. Yeah. I saw this motherfucker China and say, I know you eat dog, you fucking bitch, fuck, I fuck your sister, fuck. And then he said, fuck you. I said, fuck you in ass. I asked my fuck. Bitch.
Okay, all right. Let's go to another international news story. Where else can we go?
For
in
our
Italy,
next story, we're going to the guy from 40-year-old virgin.
Australian.
Over and over again.
Australian double murderer sentenced to 40 years in prison, ending one of the country's most notorious cold cases. Let's go to the actual murderer you're himself.
Right.
What's his name?
You're right. My name's Jeffrey Jim.
So, you're doing.
Lock you one person and you kill two people. You know, I felt sorry, so bad at first.
Wait, can we get the guy's real name? Because I want to see.
Jeffrey Jim. Oh, I thought you were talking to me. We're breaking a third wall.
What is the guy's
Bradley
real name?
Bradley Robert Edwards.
We're going to Bradley Robert Edwards. He's being sentenced right now.
Yes. I'm in chains. these shackles. I don't like them. Anybody have a Wallaroo?
Do you have anything to say to the families of the people that you brutally murdered?
I'm so sorry. I have a mental illness. Something's wrong with my brain. So I like stabbing people and choking them and tying them up. And putting them on trees and, You ever see that movie Troy? That's what I did. I put them on the back of a carriage.
That's how you kill them.
And I kept press tapping X and made the horse go really fast. Anyways, boo-hoo.
All right, let's go to another international news story.
I can see why he's candidate for guest of the year.
That's great. That's Italy amazing. To rebuild the Colosseum's lost arena floor. Let's go to Cristiano Taliano.
Where's the fucking bathroom in this place, huh? This fucking place, this is like old Yankee Stadium. I can't even fucking... Why is this sawdust? Where's the gift shop, huh?
Even Italians in Italy talking to it.
Where's the gift shop? This fucking bullshit. All you got is pumpkin ravioli?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're collectively ignorant.
This is my friend Mark. Mark, tell him.
Listen, I go out there. I say, the Colosseum, I already seen it.
I didn't know I got to wear suntan lotion. It's hotter than my fucking, hotter than my parole officer. She's black. I secretly like the black.
I'm a real De Niro that way.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if she opens the door for you and you go around the car, that means she's a good black. Anyways, we're going to go to Florence after this if you want to call an Uber. He showed up on a bicycle. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's go one more international news story. In Ireland, they order a holiday clampdown to curb coronavirus. No Christmas in Ireland. Let's go to Mickey McFlanahan in Dublin.
I can't fucking believe it. I lost my wallet. It's me, Corley Tyrell. That's a callback. Can we just do another international story?
Let's do one more international story. Let's go somewhere else.
Oh,
I don't want to end
shit.
On a bomb.
God, fuck,
somewhere other than good. Ireland.
Oh, shit.
That was good, wait.
Oh, shit. It's a goddamn stupid accent, yeah? So, it's the goddamn McGregor era, yeah?
That's a great fucking... Scottish, Will. That's a great fucking... Coley
it is what it is, yeah.
Well, let's go to France, where apparently they're rewarding the COVID frontline migrant workers with faster citizenship. Let's go to Pierre Desparpieux to discuss this. He's the French counselor of immigration.
You know, so this morning I woke up.
I had a glass of Sauvignon. And I like to have a charcuterie board. There was queen's paste and there was a whole grain mustard. I do not like this American yellow mustard. I like a whole grain seeds. It almost looks like caviar. Anyways, I'm not going to take this vaccine because it does not pair well with my Chateau Pinot Le Mâchoir from 1995. So
what about the frontline workers who you have decided to give citizenship to? Can you say anything about why?
You know, I'm grateful for these people. They came in, they risked their life to give the COVID. Excuse me, 1 second. Let me get the No. This is not a Chateau Le Pont. I'm from 19. I said 20. Sorry, I'm at Olive Garden ordering
Moscato. He's also drinking more wine.
So sorry. Why is there no grapes to come with the van anyways? Anyways, yes, I love these people. Thank you so much.
Thank you for Mike Figgs. International news with Mike Figgs. Figgs, the problem is I might have to co-host the show with you because I set you up better than anybody else in the world.
Well, I mean, Andre was doing a pretty good job the whole episode. Andre's been
that's his
me
show.
Out.
I'm trying to be respectful, guy. You know what I mean? Exactly.
I just got to be a part of the team. I think
it's fucking hilarious.
Slow news week though, huh?
Yeah, it was nothing.
It's all just COVID shit, right? What are you guys doing for Christmas? We're going to wrap up here in a second. What are you guys doing for Christmas? Anything fun?
Seeing family. Excited. Got a lot of gifts to give out. Having some good food, man. Just family and good food.
Do you speak Elfish?
No. Okay. You mean Spanish?
No. Elfish.
No, I don't speak Elfish.
Andre, what are you doing for...
I'm going to have fucking sushi with these fucking gooks over there.
Hey, Zipperhead.
Fucking
shrimp. Hey, Zipperhead. I want dragon sauce on the side. Okay? Spicy mayo, eel sauce. Sorry. It's eel sauce. I said dragon sauce. Love a good sush. Love sush. But none of the raw fish. I only like chicken tempura. Because I'm an ignorant fucking Goomba bastard.
I'm a chicken tempura.
Don't give me... No, I don't want raw fish. Give me shrimp tempura, chicken tempura, and I'll take a sweet potato roll.
I'll take a California roll.
Yeah, Kelly. You know.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up. This has been a lot of fun. Always very funny having you guys on the show. Andre Kim, please go follow him, Andre the Comedian, on Instagram. Go follow Figgy the Kid on TikTok, Mike Figgs. We'll be back on Friday. It's going to be probably a repeat on Friday, Shannon.
It's up to you. If you want to do a Zoom episode or repeat, totally up to you. You let me know.
Let's figure it out.
Okay.
We will have a new episode this week for sure, but I don't know if it's going to be on Friday morning.
Figure It Out. That's a new show on Gas Station.
I actually enjoy that name. Figure It Out with Mikey Figgs. I dig it. Right,
that'd be a good Christmas gift.
I dig it. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Bobby, remember, 24 hours from now, you can unban that guy. But
what was it? High Priest 5?
What was it?
Height privilege.
Yeah, height privilege. So unban him in 24 hours and we'll see if he ever disrespects me on my show again. Nobody does that. All right, you guys are the shit. Right after this, what comes up after this? Live.
No need for apologies.
Listen to them. Derek Gaines and Monroe are two of the funniest motherfuckers, dude. They kill it every time they're on this show. Their show is great. You guys really should be supporting that show because they're fucking hilarious. They don't give a fuck. Thank you guys for supporting us. Thank you guys for watching the show. Thank you guys for following us here. And thank you guys for subscribing to Gas Digital. It's been an incredible year thus far. We are going to continue to fucking move forward. 2021 is going to be, I mean, the fucking year we're about to have, I'm telling you right now, I've never been more motivated in my life to bring fucking crazy shit to you guys. And we have a bunch of incredible plans for you guys for this upcoming year. So please keep tuning in. Keep on telling your friends about the shows. The number one way that you can get these shows to grow is just fucking throw it on in a car with a friend. Hey, if you're hanging out this Christmas, throw on the Real Ass Podcast, throw on Legion of Skanks, throw on Godfrey's show, throw on Chrissy Mayer's show for that matter. That's the best way to get people to dig it because they're listening and they go, what the fuck is this? And then all of a sudden they're hooked. Okay, so make sure you do that. That's the biggest thing you could do for me this year is spread the word about the Real Ass Podcast and get your friends listening to the Real Ass Podcast. I truly believe that we have one of the best shows in the world here. So thank you for supporting us. We will be back on Friday at the very least with sort of a best of or repeat. But you will get another episode this week. All right, goodbye.
That's all, folks.